We'll get to the rest of the summary here in a moment, but joining me here on the live interview segment to start is head coach Dan DeSilva, and it's nice to be able to talk about a victory and a game in which everything seemed to work tonight.
Yeah, it did. Obviously, we had some individuals who had a great game, outstanding game by some, but I thought that we had contributions from everyone, and we know that that's what it takes for us to have success right from the net out, and we had that tonight. And I loved the pace in which we played tonight, just the sheer will that we had tonight to put an end to that losing streak, and using tonight as the turning point here, hopefully. So we now know what it looks like and what we need to do on a daily basis to have success. And I just like the vibes all day long too. I know you were on the bus. The guys just had energy, they had life, they had belief, and that's what you need to have.
Yeah, I mentioned that to Ty Sugar in my coach's comments with him for the pregame show, is that you never know that this team had lost five games in a row coming into tonight. It was all, hey, big deal. So there was a trade. We lost a guy that we were pretty close to. We're going to go out there and do something about it.
Yeah, and that's just part of the messaging. You know, you can't dwell on the losses. You can't worry. It's just got to take it one day at a time, one shift at a time. And, you know, when we have that, narrow focus of just doing our jobs and just one job at a time, every time you hop over the boards, just doing the job that's in front of you, I find that that's when we are at our best as a team. Just very simple mindset. And, and I just love the energy. I love the vibes. I love the guys just knowing that it's going to turn, and just keeping them attitude positive today was really important.
One thing that the score sheet isn't going to show that was very key in this game, you score early, go up 1-0. 14 seconds later, it looks like they've tied the game. And then the goal gets disallowed. Tell me what the explanation was from the officials.
Yeah, I didn't need much of one. I was just happy that they waved it off. So I actually didn't get much of an explanation. We felt it was goal interference right away. We've been searching for a bounce and a break, and tonight we got that in that situation. You know, to give up a goal right away would have been hard to come by. I mean, it's still early in the game. I think we could have bounced back from that too, but just the way things have been going, to have that, you know, turn around and get a call in our favor was huge for our group and just the mentality moving forward from that point.
Tell me about Zach Olsen.
Yeah.
Four goals tonight. I mean, there was something different about his goals, every last one of them. The first one, he has the mindset to race up and make it a 2-on-0, which allows Lewandowski to make the play. The second one is just sheer speed that a lot of people don't know he has. And then the nice hands in tight. The third one's a power play goal. And then the fourth one, just staying with the play.
Well, you got a great memory, Les.
Things all marked down.
Okay. No, I mean, Zach's got the ability to take games over. He's an absolute driver for us. The goals he scored tonight were some of the nicest goals I've seen him obviously score in his WHL career, just, you know, showing what he's capable of. I think that the him being elevated down a line with Lewandowski and Williams obviously motivated him as well to have a good night. And he's a driver for us. And when he's going, our team's going. And he really sets the tone and the pace and physicality for us. There's a lot of good things for us. And just really happy for him to have success. And, when you're hot, you're hot. So hopefully he keeps shooting the puck.
Two other guys I got to mention. Dustin Vilhoof, yes, he's heading off to join Germany. But, man, could he get a goal that he actually put past a goaltender and in? And then Gavin Clark's first Western Hockey League goal. I mean, that's huge for those guys to feel a part of it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's honestly what we've been needing for a while was, you know, a goal from the fourth line to help us support some of the top nine forwards. And obviously Clark, he's been working. He's been getting better every day. He's been feeling it a bit. And it's, I'm sure, a weight off his shoulders to get a goal. I thought that he had some life the rest of the game, some jump to his game and some confidence immediately injected into his veins. So, and then Dustin Vilhoof, he works, man. He works, and he's had a bit of a tough go. And the Dominic Peter trade opens up some opportunity for him as well, which is good to see. He's rewarded here with a goal tonight, his first goal past the goalie, and we were joking about that after the game, but it's too bad he's got to leave right now. I feel like that goal would give him a ton of confidence, but we wish both him and David all the best of luck with Team Germany, the World Juniors, and we'll be happy to have them back when they return.
Just quickly, a thought from you with regards to the trade today. Dominic Peter traded to Spokane. You're getting a 17-year-old defenseman in Caden Allen, and then Ulysses Poole, who you know because he scored a goal against you in the game in Spokane.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously tough to lose a teammate. Dom was really, really well-liked by our players. Just a cool customer, you know, calm, cool demeanor, a very, really nice kid, always smiling. And we do wish him the best moving forward to Spokane. And, it's a good deal for us. Like I said, there's more opportunity now for some guys that are deserving of that opportunity. And We're excited to see what we have in Elias and Caden. So good depth additions for us and guys that we feel that can really help us moving forward.
Dan, thanks for this. Look forward to the bus ride home. Should be a lot of fun.
Mad Greek, baby. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks, Dan DeSilva, the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades. 9-3 over Moose Jaw tonight.